Wednesday share pay Dalit.
כיצד הרגל מועדס? לשבר בדרך הילוכו. כיצד הרגל מועדס? לשבר בדרך הילוכו. הבהים מועדס להלך כדרכו ולשבר. So, לפי רש"י, we read the Mishnah like this. כיצד הרגל מועדס? The answer is, לשבר בדרך הילוכו. הבהמה מועדס? כיצד הבהמה מועדס? להלך כדרכו ולשבר. And the Gemara will ask, לזל בזך? What is the כפיילס? It says, כיצד הרגל מועדס? לשבר בדרך הילוכו, כיצד הבהמה מועדס להלך כדרכו, and the Gemara will answer the reishes av, the sefer that told us, בשליף שעולר, so Rashi says, כלומר, במה הרגל מועדס, לשבר כלומר, בכך היא מועדס, הבהמה מועדס, כפוך בגמור, היינו רגל, היינו בהמה, הותונן לשבר דרך הילוכו, this is the פשט in the Mishnah לפי רשי. When Teisves and Ibra Masri La Behemo brings down Rashi's Girse, he has the Girse Abehemo Muedes is the Garsi Ve Abehemo. Ve'oche Pirushe. Keitza Ad Adoe De Regel L'Shabba Derech Hilucho. Pirush Derech Haloche Hilucho Yi Adoe V'chem B'Seife. And Ve Abehemo is the second Chidush. Keitza Ad Abehemo Muedes L'Shabba L'Halach Kedargo V'L'Shabba. And on that, Tesis asks a kasha, אבל כושל הרי, מה חידש כאן שלא ישונו בפרק קאמה? And Rashi is מהלך that the Mishnah is two זכן. כיצד הרגל מועדס? And the answer is, להלך כדרכו, לשבא בדרך הילוכו. כיצד הבוהמה מועדס? להלך כדרכו ולשבא. And on that, we have a kasha, and the reisha, כיצד הרגל מועדס? Is l'shaba b'derech hilucho. It's a mishnah and daf tesvav amud beis. Chamisha muodi v'chamisha otamim. Hashen muedes lecho l'sarehu lo. Haregel muedes lishbor b'derech hilucho. So Tesis is asking on Rashi if the pshat in the mishnah is keitzad haregel muedes, and the answer is l'shaba b'derech hilucho. Keitzad habehemu muedes la'alch kedarka v'l'shaba. Frank Tesis on Rashi's pshat. It's the Mishnah and after Zvot. This is the reason Tesis will learn in the Mishnah differently. We'll see later what is Tesis' Mahalach, Pshat in the Mishnah. But on Rashi's Mahalach, that the Derech of the Mishnah, the Derech of the Mishnah, and the Pshat of the Mishnah is, Keitzad HaRegel Moedes, and the answer is, L'Shabba V'Derech Hilucho. Keitzad HaBaim Moedes, L'Halach Kedarga V'L'Shabba. Frank Tesis on Rashi, it's a Mishnah and after Zvov. It's a Mishnah and after Zvov. So interesting. Rashi al-Arif comes and he answers his own Shita. Rashi says that the Tana wants to write down all of the klolim of Regel. Sometimes Regel is Nezek Sholem. Sometimes the Regel is a Chatzi Nezek. Lemoshe. Bekedarko, it's a Nezek Sholem. When it kicks, it's a chatzi nezek. When it's a tzroyres, it's a chatzi nezek. Keitzad haregel muedes l'shabba b'derech hilucho. Then, when it's not, it's chatzi nezek. So we're going to learn all of the halachos of regel. When is nezek sholem? When is chatzi nezek? B'meile, it's not a kasha that we're repeating what says in daf tesvav. Steht in Rashi. Lefi Rashi comes out that the Mishnah is coming to say the klolim of regel. Sometimes it's muedes and you pay nezek sholem. Sometimes it's not muedes and you pay chatzin nezek. When moshul bebeita or betzoyes. Now beita beetsem is a tol to the keren. But the answer is val lemaisa he does it with his foot. Lemaisa he does it with his regel. So I would think that it's a part of the regel. So the Tana is coming to say no. Sometimes the regel is like a regel, and you pay nezek sholem. Sometimes the regel becomes like a keren, and you pay a chatzin nezek. This is what the Tana speaks out. Sometimes the regel is a regel, and sometimes the regel is a keren. Mechateisa to call this regel. So the emes we saw it in the beis amud beis. The Gemara asked the kasha. Beito v'revitze told the keren. Told the regular. Rashi explained what was the havam in this told the regular, because it's done with the foot. So Rashi says in the end of the Amud. Revitza, the beita told the regular. This is where Rashi revises it. Revitza and beita told the regular. Are they kfifas reglai? Not only that, not only kicking. Even when she sits on something and smashes it, while the chefza of sitting is when you bend your foot, I would call it regular. This is a Rashi. A kicking for sure is a regel. So the Gemara, no, it's not a regel. So this is our Tana. Kate's at a regel. The Tana is telling us different for Shidane Alochas and regel. Sometimes it's a Mu'ed, sometimes it's a Tam, sometimes it's Chatzi, sometimes it's Nezek Sholem. And this is a Rashi al Arif. For sure, this Rashi is the Loi Ketesis. Taisa says in Ibrahimas, Loisim Evaetes, Agav the Shovel at Sroiris Nokat Lohoche. It's a mistake that it's here, Bichla. It's Keren, no Shaychas. Rashi says, the whole Reish is because we eat it. Boom, fuck it. Taisa says, we're learning Muedes, we learn Sroiris, we pushed in Beita, Agav. For Rashi, the Reish is extra. The whole Reish is because we want to write Beita. Dainu, we want to learn the halachas of regel. Sometimes it's muedes, sometimes it's tambo, sometimes it's a keren. Why? Dainu, I would think that all of that is called regel. The Tana is mechadish not like that. Taisus that did not learn like that. But mainly he was asking in Rashi Akasha, so the Reisha is pshita. It's a repeating of the Mishnah and Daft as well. Even though the Mishnah says, Einu muedes levoit, so it also says there. But it doesn't say the klolim of regel. Here the Tana is magda the klolim from regel. So what steht in Mishnah? Hoyso meva'etet, oisho yutzroiro is matizim itachas raglo, v'shovro es hakeilim meshalem chotzi nezek. Zog drashe. Hoyso meva'etes, shinu yuze, v'tolde de keren, hilka chotzi nezek v'suloi. So animal kicks, it's not nezek sholem. It's the whole chiddush of the sugya. So Rashi says, why kicking is a told to the regel, a told to the keren, not told to the regel? Well, it's mishunu. Shinu yu, but told to the keren. So the Mefoshim asked Rashi, why Rashi says mitzad it's mishunu? Why Rashi doesn't say mitzad kavanosu ilahazik? Takasan muki Yosef says mitzad kavanosu ilahazik. Rashi says mitzad that it's Mishunah. Then it's not a Rashi, it's a Gemara we saw already a couple times, the famous Gemara of this Vov. Hani, im kal b'da'ochal imre, shunre da'ochal tanagoy l'ravreve, a dog that ate sheep, and a cat that ate big chickens, Mishunahu, Mishalem chotzinezek. It's not kavanozi lehazi, he's hungry. So we see that Mishunah be'etzem is also enough a reason to become a keren. This is before in Rashi. Even that Rashi in Amud Beis will say the Bamaslu Tonahovis. What is told in the regel is Zeko Motsu Ivein Kavanosi Lehazik. I want to explain. It's not a stir. Avadi Kavanosi Lehazik is also not a told in the regel. But Rashi Bayos is telling us Regel Meshuno is Keren. Sheng Meshuno is Keren. You're right, Kavanosi Lehazik is also Keren. The Salin is Meshuna that Kavanosi Lehazik. To be a regel, you need to be not Meshune and not Kavanasi Lehazik. If it's a Kavanasi Lehazik, it's also a reason not to be a regel. Aber li'in yoneinu, what we need the vile in the Rashi is, that is Mevur in the Rashi, we'll see second more Barachove, that if it's Meshune, it's already not a told to the regel, it's a told to the keren, and Rashi does not need to mention Kavanasi Lehazik. And Be'etzam, this is the Gemara of Kal B'Doch HaLimre. Oisho Yutzroiris Matezes V'Tachas Raglo, אף אגב דלאב שינויו אלא אורחו אפילו אוכי חוצי נזק וסולוי דילך סגמיר לו שאני זה קרוב עד ושתרה מפות וכנוע פרק פריש פריקה ונצרי לסתור את הרגל לפוטר בשוסורה צורה שיש מדגיש צרוי רסמטיזם אף אגב דלאב שינויו אלא אורחו בפשטס צרוי רס האורחי just because it's flying so later this is the suit of צרוי רס you pay חצי נזק Interesting, if you look in Pirush HaMishnayis LeHarambam, when you see the Pirush HaMishnayis LeHarambam, you see an interesting thing. It's mashma in the Rambam, kimat lehedye, that he's meforish the Mishneh, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis is meforish the Mishneh al derech Rashi. He says, what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? He says like this. Sometimes when the shor does it kedarkoi, it's a nezek sholem. And when he's not kedarkoi, it's a chatzi nezek. Like a be'ita, and like tzroirois. And he explains, be'ita is mamish not his derech, and tzroirois, while it's koichoi, it's also not like his derech. So first the Rambam is mashma the Mishnah like Rashi that with Keitzad HaRegel Muhedes the whole Mishnah is coming to say the Halachas of Regel that only Kedarko is Nezek Sholem and Be'ita not. Taisa says Klal Mishnah Zeh Be'ita is Agav Tzroiris. Not that it's a Chetim Tzev Regel that is not Regel. But for Rashi Be'ita is a Regel that is not Regel. It became a Keren. But Salkedai told that it's a Regel. The Chiddush of the Mishnah that this is not a Regel. Taisa says this is Agav. I don't need to write Be'ita. I don't need to write Be'ita Bichlal. Because it's not Negiah to the Mishnah, it's Agav Tzroiris. And Rambam is Mazbi. So in Rashi we saw the Tzroiris is Urchei. The Rambam says something in between. It's not Mishunem, because we'll see later the Gemara holds Sumchus with all Tzroiris Nezik Sholem. The Amshe Shleim and the Pnei Yeshua will say later, Tzroiris is something in between. Tzroiris is something in between. They have epes ha-shinui. Epes ha-shinui. Avada, when Artik Zer HaSakosu, Tzroiros would be Nezek Sholem. When Artik Zer HaSakosu, Tzroiros would be Nezek Sholem. It's no shaila about it bichlal. Aber, Wudik Zer HaSakosu, it's not Stam HaPora HaDumo. I will say, Bedevan Bezeh HaLoshu. You have the regular regal. Meshune, it's not exactly the same. Koichoi is also not exactly the same. The Hainu, not because it's a koichoi. Yet, why the Moshul regel mishuna as a keren? It's not kavanasi lehazik. Not kavanasi lehazik. See later cases, not kavanasi lehazik. Kal b'doch alimre. It's very hungry. But while it's not the regular way of a dog to eat a sheep, it goes out from shen. Shen is the regular way, the natural way. Right? Keren, it's kavanos lehazik. But we have a mishuna, that the mishuna becomes like a keren, as they state in the Rashi, the mishuna becomes like a keren. The Rambam says, the tzroiris is also a kind of shinui, it's not the regular, it's not regular what an animal does, not very mishuna, but again of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that it's also not bichlal regel. We'll have to see it later for the sugi of tzroiris. Mikol mekum, we have the reisha of the mishnah, the way Rashi learns it, keitzad haregel muedes, דהיינו לשמור בדרך הילוכו הבאים המועדס אז להלך כדרכו ולשבר הויסו מבאתס אשו צוירס מטיזי מתחס רגלו ושוברו הסקי לי משלם חוצי נזק לא מזן טייספס קיצל הרגל מועדס המסניס עם דפרי קאמה ומישנה סז חמישו מאוד עם חמישו תמים תסבוב עמוד בייס השן מועדס לכו לסרוי לו הרגל מועדס לשמור בדרך הילוכו So this Mishnah is the Hemshech of the Mishnah in the end of Perek Rishon, Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. V'teime, Here the Pesach, at the beginning of the Mishnah Daf Tzvov, says Hashem Moed Es Lechol. So why is that the case of the regel? Via the Solik, in the end of Mishnah Daf Tzvov, Tanin Evesher Amazim Bishon Nizik Ve'odom. And the beginning of the Mishnah Daf Tzvov, Hashem Moed Es Lechol Kedarko, הרגל מועד אז לשבוע בדרך הילוכו. ורגל, ושן ורגל כחד חשיבה, משום דשובים בלחיסיין, ומחד קרון נפקה, ומשום לטון הרגל בוסר שן, לא כדוח הרגל ורשע לסולק מיני. So בעצם we're starting with the ratio of the Mishnah, שן ורגל are one. So it says, השן מועד אז לאכול כדרכו, והרגל לשבוע בדרך הילוכו. So we took the end of the first one. We're going with the first one, the end of the first one. I saw one of the Rishonim, he says another Teretz. Tzroiros, you don't have Tzroiros and Shen. The Tana wants to write Tzroiros. I mean, the main part of the Mishnah is the Tzroiros. Val, the main part of the Mishnah is Tzroiros. So the Tana wanted to write Tzroiros. So Val, the Tana wanted to write Tzroiros. Memele, the Tana started with Regel. Hashem doesn't have tzroiros. What? The Tana wanted to write the halachas of tzroiros. The Tana wants. The ikar chiddush of the Mishnah is tzroiros. What we really don't know is tzroiros. Everything else we know. The real chiddush of the Mishnah is tzroiros. The Mishnah is tzroiros. As I said, the Rishonim. Why Tesis didn't answer it? Zolam the Shatera. Teretz. Tesis all that it's Tzroiros and Shen also. Tesis in Amud Beis will say it, and Tesis by us says it. V'shovim b'il chesayim. V'shovim b'il chesayim. So the Rishonim l'shitosam that learned that there's no Tzroiros b'shen. So while the Rishonim learned that there's no Tzroiros b'shen, they could answer Tesis kasha. But Tesis l'shitosam that learned that it's Tzroiros b'shen. But Mele cannot answer the kasha. Mele tesis to answer under the terz. Now we go to the next tesis. Abeheime muetis. Is the gas ve abeheime vevov? This is Rashi. And you read the Mishnah as two boves. Keitza ado ed regel, le shabba der chilucho. Ya adosu. Vechem besefe ga beshen. Aval koshe le ri, machidish kan shelo ishno beperek amen. So he said Rashi when he answered it. Tesis doesn't hold from it. Venire le ri de le garsinen bevov. Veoche perushe. Keitzad haregel muedes l'shabba derech hilucho. What I said in Perikamo and for the Mishneh, habeheime muedes l'alech kedarko v'l'shabba. Why it makes it easier? Now I'm going to explain. Keitzad haregel muedes l'shabba derech hilucho. How she breaks when she walks. When she walks in the regular way. So what is the Gemara's kasha? ומכל מקום דיין בגמורה, היינו רגל, היינו בהימה, דה רגל מועדס והבהימה מועדס עד בלכות. The Maharam explained, take out two words. Say, קייץ, דה רגל מועדס שם דרך הילוכו, שהוילכס כדרכו ושבנס. Why if they add, הבהימה מועדס? So the extra words of הבהימה, from that the Gemara darshan זה דרוש. From the extra words of הבהימה, from that the Gemara darshan זה דרוש. From that the Gemara darshan the drosh. So the Devar Imam is saying pshat, but we'll see later that this pshat that we have two pshatim in the Mishnah, Rashi and Tesis. Rashi in the Mishnah is two boves. Remember, keitzad haregel moedes to break the chilucho, keitzad habehema moedes la'al kedarka v'leshaber. The Gemara was saying going and told us. And if he tastes this, maybe in a kash, what is the chidush? And we answered, chidush is that hilchis regel. Tastes learns it's one bobe. Keitz in a regel moedes, when she walks kedark and she breaks. And agav, the word of behema is merab is the tolmus. Right? This is the posht pshat, mishne pshat. The valet nam mamash mishne pshat. We'll see later, Be'ez Hashem, that this mishne pshat is not stam mishne pshat. It's nigea. Maybe to the oimik of the sugya later, to the oimik of the chidushim of the rishonim and the sugya and the hemshach sugya Be'ez Hashem. Who am hemshach the mishnah? Dorso al akli v'shovrasoi, and a part of the broken pieces noflu al kli acher v'shovu. על הראשון משלם נזק שולם, ועל האחרון משלם חצי נזק. Oimeri, what is the chiddush here? The first one is not tzroiras. Second one is tzroiras. What the tana is mechadish? He found the case. Oimeri, the itzach lashminen, the salkedai toch the meshunehu, came on the dosa kol kach bechoizek shenita shever al akli acher b'shavroi, umistom lehazik niskavnu. To step on a kli so strong that it will break, and the pieces will go on a different keli, it's not the regular way. And salkedai toch that meshunehu came on the dosa kol kach bechoizek umistom lehazik niskavnu. Frank. The achroinim. Why? What is these extra words when we stumble hazik niskabla? We said that mishune is a keren. Mishune is chotzi nezik. Why Tesis has to finish umistumble hazik niskabla? Why have to say it? Tesis says pshat. That it's mishune. If it's mishune, it's enough a reason to be chayiv chotzi nezik. Speaking on the first keli, not on the second keli. What is this to say? I would think that he's playing only chatzi because mishune is still kavanos lehazik. On kavanos lehazik. If it's mishune, it's chatzi nezik. On them. What does Tesis say? That I would think that the first one is mishune and his stomach kavanos lehazik. Why do I have to say kavanos lehazik? If the first one is Mishune, as Mishune, he has to pay Chatzi Nezik. We have Kal B'Dochal Imre, Mishune, U'Meshalem, Chatzi Nezik. What over there? Kal B'Dochal is hungry. It's not Kavanos Ilazik. Kal B'Dochal Imre is not Kavanos Ilazik. So, this is the Kashi. So, Rebbein Kotler would say, Alamot, was the Torah for Rabban. Rabban said that Avada and Daf Beis Amud Beis we saw in Rashi, Beito Rashi said why it's told to the Keren, Kavanos Lehazik. Daf Gimel Rashi says Kavanos Lehazik. So Rabban Kotler said, when we started with Bekama, we learned that Keren is Kavanos Lehazik. Till we got to Daf Hei. When we got to Daf Hei, Tzad HaShove. So Tzad HaShove, Shadarko Melech Lehazik, so we don't need Kavanos Lehazik. It has to be Darko. If it's Meshune, then it's Chatzi Nezik. But it's very short to say it. First, Tesis Bael says, Kavanos Lehazik even here. Are we already after Daf Hei? And Daf Yutes Amud Beis will see Kavanos Lehazik, and Daf Chovov Kavanos Lehazik. So the Welt says, as Avot. The Welt says, is a Meshune completely. Like Kal B'Dochal Halimre. Meshune. Shunre D'Ochal Tarnagoy Nerad. It's normal. It's not regal, it's not shen, it's ken. Is Meshune that is not Meshune completely. It's not the regular way. Die. A dog eats a sheep. Everyone wants modern mice. No, the dog ate a sheep. Or when a cow goes on a keli and it steps really sharp, normally it doesn't step so sharp. It's gold mashun, it's not gold mashun. Here, only if it's kavanos lehazik. Now, what is the kavanos lehazik that we need here? Not that we need kavanos lehazik midin keren. If he meant to be mazik in that step, that is mashun. We don't need the kavanos lehazik, but become a dik lehazik. And I don't know, Taki, if he meant lehazik, it means that the cow is so... If the cow is so stark that Imamish wants to mazik yerem, his ex... But in fact, he was pressing to break it. It's not the bad kavanos lehazik. We have the same thing. We have a Rashi and the feud. That old sugi that we didn't have a shiran. It's dash beniroi. You know, the animals, bederek klal, they put on the... When they make a harisha, it's like lions. It was a shore that went into a sada. He saw the plan of the Harisha, and he was stepping to spoil it. So the Gemara says it's Mishune. Why it's Mishune? Because Bedarach Kal the Shoch, he's the one that does it. So Bedarach Kal, he doesn't spoil it. Look in Rashi Daviud. Dash ben Iroi, Shim Dash Ashiro ben Iroi, Viniskaven Lekach, Hare Ashvorim Melumodim Bedisho. Told the Kerani, Shekavonosi Lehazik. Frank the Tamil Rabbeinu Tam, Tepu Grisha Mishunu. I tell us again. Dear, it's not Mishunu. It's only a little bit Mishunu. When it's a little bit Mishunu, then you have to have Kavanosi Lehazik to make it Ois Shen, Ois Regel. What? No, I'm saying, is a mishuna that is not darkoi? He doesn't eat animals. He eats fruit.
I don't know in each case which one
is going to be. So, we'll have to have klal. Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem. We'll have klal. We will have klal in Bez Hashem. To start to learn them. We start with the yuki, but we have a duke in Rashi here that he didn't say kavanosu lazi. Beita is kavanosu lazi, don't tell me not. Rashi said it in the face. Came to the feud, he said kavanosu lazi. He dropped it here in the feud Zion. Halei dobu. Well, Mapsh is the Mishnah. Atarnegoilim moodim lehalech kedarkom veleshaber. What is the chiddush here? Tarnegoilim moodim lehalech kedarkom veleshaber. What is the chiddush? So, San Tamir Rabbeinu Tam says, other the chiddush is that we'll see. Maybe only regel is only in behemoth. Who said also in tarnegol? Or Tamir Rabbeinu Tam says tarnegol is very light. So I would think if he steps on something to break it, it's mishuna that it could be so stout. Hoyod lilkoshu beragloi, oisho mehadesu meshaber esakeli meshalem chotzines. So here, I want very, very wichtig to know, is machleik is Rashi veRaived bePshat haMishne, and it's nogia to the mamish avi avoyis haSugya that we'll learn in Tzroyos. Rashi learns Tarnegoilim moodim lehalech kedarkom veleshaber. What is the chiddush? I said maybe because that they're heavy, they're light. Maybe that even in chickens. And then there's a sefer Tzroyos, Dlil is a Tzroyos, and Mehadis is a Tzroyos. The Raived says, no. Dlil is not Tzroyos. It's a string that is attached to his animal. He says, the Sefer is a copy of the Reisha. It's a beautiful Raived. Hatarnegol moedim lehalech kedarkoi. Nezek sholem. Veleshaber. Oyo dlil koshu beraglov. And he hits. Does he beito? Chotzi nezek von beite. Oyo shere mehades. Does he Tzroyos? So the Tanit took Tarnagoil and said the three cases. Forget if he derived it, you don't need a Chiddush and the Reisha. The Tanit took the Tarnagoil to repeat the same tree. Rashi is not repeating the same tree. As Be'etim saying the Aloch of Tzoyres and Tarnagoil. So we have to know what is the Reisha. Maybe the Reisha is that you have on a Tarnagoil. We'll see. Now, why Lemaise Dlil? Lefi derived it's not Tzoyres. And Lefi Rashi is Tzroyos. We'll have to see later. The Chazanish learns that there's no Machlekes, and Rashi learns that the Dlil tore off and the thing flew over. Mamish Tzroyos. The Pashtus, it's not the case. The Dlil is attached and the animal hits with it. And we'll have an Oymik Dik Machlekes, Rashi and Raived, if it's called Tzroyos or not. Be'etzem, it's doing exactly what Tzroyos does. What a Tzroyos, you hit a stone and it flies. Here, poof, there's a little string that connects it. What?
He uses his tail.
It's good for you. He uses his tail. His koich is not flying, it's his body. So he's asking for shlif. So we'll answer all these things in the Gimel, things that are attached to the body, it's not koichoi. It's the body that is moving. Masha'en ken dlil, the machlekes Rashi and the Raiva that we'll have to see in the sugya of tzroiros is the same peula of tzroiros. It's something that is flying mikoichi and hitting. So the Raiva learns, oh, but if it's attached to my body, it's called gufo. It's not called koichoi, even though it's koichoi. The reason you pay chatzinezek is because it's mechavona. And Rashi will learn, if we have such a Rashi, this is also called tzroiros. And the main Rashi learned the two last parts of tzroiros, the reisha stam, and the Raiva learned that we're repeating the reisha also. We'll see later in the hemshach sugyas and the sugya of tzroiros. We got a couple sugyas of tzroiros behema matrezes. One of the tzroiros that we had later is behema mateles glolim. See if it's the shen, a regular behemoth that is walking, and she's matelas glolim. And so the glolim come out from the animal, they fall on something, and they break it, or they make it dirty. It's a kind of tzroiros. We'll see later in Rashi, and Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and Yud Ches Amud Beis, what would be if she's matrezes? The glolim are coming out like water. And we'll see there if it's a shayla of tzroiros or not. Again, it's really not attached anymore. But Lemaisa is a connecting of a line of water that is coming out from the animal. If it's called tzroiros or it's not called tzroiros. But in Yoneinu, the vial, we have Pirusha Mishnah. The Raiva learns that the Mishnah is Kavoneh Mued, Kavoneh, that Chotzinezek mitzad Azevi Beita and tzroiros. And Rashi learns the Reisha is a regular Tarnagoyl, to know what is the Chiddush. And the Sefer is two Echetimtas of tzroiros. Lameh Ebtzachon Begimorim. Omar le Ravina le Rove, Hainu regel, Hainu behem. Hainu regel, Hainu behem. Hainu regel, Hainu behem. So again, lefi Rashi, the kasha is that it's two boves, and lefi Tesis, the kasha is that why the extra word of behem? Omar le Tony Oves, Victoni told us. Regel is the Oves. So here again, we have to remember it's mamish pshat, but it's nagia later to love this. The Zelma Machlek is Rashi Vetesvis. How to read the second Mishnah. Lefi Rashi, Keitzel Hashem Moedes, Lechol Kedarko. Abeimah Moedes, Lechol Peres Vierokes. Lefi Tesis, Keitzel Hashem Moedes, Lechol, Abeimah Moedes, Lechol Kedarko. Who says it? Tesis Namud Alef said. When he said it's Pshat, he said, V'chein B'Seife Gabi Shem. Said it close. V'chein b'seifei gabishen. Rashi in the Mishnah later on says, "Klo, keitzel Hashem moedes leechol kedargo, keitzel abeim moedes leechol peres v'yirokes." My oves u'my told the seeker, "Have come hadolet b'dichuse v'omar le'anosha noichode v'ad shonichade." I answered one, you answer one. V'taim emai. Omar Ravashi, Ton Hashem Dechaya, V'Kton Hashem Dehbeimo. Salkedai Toch Amina V'Shilach Es Be'iro Eksiv. Behemo Ein Chayo Loi, Komash Malon Dechayo B'Khlal Behemo. Yochi Boi Lepin Dehbereishe, Hayin Osem Lidrosh Echaviv Ele, Yochi Reishe Nabe Lidne, Hayin Lo Eksiv Bereishe, Osem Yidavi Dehobes Nino, Hach Deizem Lidrosh Echaviv Ele, Hoch Eshovik Ave, Toni Tolte. So what the Gemara has answered? Why in Behemah we have two? Why in Behemah we have two? Toni Shen de Chaya and Toni Shen de Behemah. Sal kedai toch amina v'shilach es beiro eksiv. Behemah ein Chaya loi komashmalo. And what is the komashmalo? That also Chaya is an av and also Behemah. As ish the Gemara. That Shen Chayav and Shen Behemah both are Oves. So I need a Chiddush Shen de Chayav, and I need a Chiddush of Shen de Behemah. So I have a Chiddush of both. No, I have a Chiddush of both. Shen de Chayav and Shen de Behemah. Shein dechayim and shein debeim. So, I want a little bit here by Etzem is Tchilas Asuk. What's it taste? Sal kedaitoch v'shilaches be'iro iksim af argav v'kvar ashminen b'reishe da'afilu tarnegoy lebuodi. For it taste is what I need a chidush in the sefer that not only behema, even chayim. It says in the reishe, even chickens. V'kol menich le'ashminen gabishem. We need a list legabi regel, and we need a list legabi shen. As hey, so it says, "V'ktzas kosher amayle tol toni b'shen k'moy b'regel." If you want the list, it's not enough that I have a list in shen. I have to have a list in regel. So why tol this? I don't make a list in regel as well. K'mashon dechayah b'chlal b'heim. So I want to maybe mazbe ba'al peh, and then we'll see the tesis. Salkadaitoch, if the Tana would only write one, I would think only behema. I would not know that chayah, yechayah, and the shein of the chayah. Komash malon, chayah bichlal behema. How we know that chayah bichlal behema? So Rashi brings down a pasuk, dichsiv zoisa behema asher teichoilu, umeforesh basrei ayel tzvi veyachmur. Tzigmor en chulim. Says these are the behemoths that you're allowed to eat. These are the behemoths that you're allowed to eat. And then it says, you know what behemoths you're allowed to eat? Tzvi, Ail, Veyachmur. They're chayas. So we see that the Torah calls a chaya a behemoth. So when it says in the Torah behemoth, it means what? It means also chaya. Zoisa behema asher teichoilu tzvi ayil veyachmu. Taisa says it's not this drosha. Loi me'ahid drosha lebehema amikasho tzvi ayil veyachmu. Why? Because there you only know tzvi ayil veyachmu, but you don't know chickens. Do afilu oif nami avi bichlal behema kenektoni atar negoiles muedes. Aizen ekashe al Rashi. What does that answer Rashi? Rashi said the drosha is Zoisa behema asher teichoilu tzvi ayil veyachmu. If this is the drosha, so from where I know chickens. Rashi learned the drosha is Zoisa behema asher teichoilu tzvi ayil veyachmu. Chayo bichlal behema. Oif is not in the drosha. So how the Tana knows that chickens are bichlal? This is Tesis is Kasha and Rashi. Elo zok teisves, the drosha is different. Mishabes. What is the drosha of Shabbos? It says leman yonuach shorcho v'chamorcho. And the Gemara says v'chol behem techo. It says shorcho, she v'chol behem techo. The Torah says when the Torah says shor, she means everything. So why the Torah said shor? Dibur hakosu be'oiv. So it's a different drosha. Rashi doesn't hold from the drosha of teisves. And we have a Kasha and Rashi, so from where we know chickens? What is the answer? It sounds pshat, but here be'etzem is the longest of the sugya. So long, 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 boy, it's good. First, why Rashi didn't want to say like Tesis? The answer is pshat. Zog b'shita mekubetzes, it says in the Gemara, kol mokim shenem ar shor, echot shor v'chol chayo v'beimo, ולא מודי ברקוסו בשויר, די ברקוסו באויב. די ברקוסו באויב. די ברקוסו באויב. We learn out from Shor that is love dafka Shor. Here it says Shor. What says in the pasuk? Beiroi. Beiroi is, I don't know, Beiroi is a cow. Why Beiroi is a chayah? Why is a chicken? It's a drosha in Shabbos. למען ינוח שור חו בכל בן תכו, שתית בכל בן תכו, שאין שור. So first we know why Rashi did not want to learn like this. Tzveit Zog, lefi de klal that dibra kosu behoive, it's not chayo bichlal behemo. It's dibra kosu on everything. Loshon Gemara is chayo bichlal behemo. This is the Gemara of Chulin. But more from that, Sagen die Achroinen. Es ist ein Mischner in Daphne und Dalet. I'm sure all of you already got the Daphne und Dalet und Beis. Open und Dalet und Beis. Echot Shor ve'echot kol behimel lefin asabor lafrosh asar sinai tashlum eichayif lehashov asar ve'idel lepchik lechassim alekilai leshabes v'chein chay ve'oif lo monemar shor chamor diber hakosu ve'oif. Look, Mishnah Daphne und Dalet und Beis. Echot show ve'echot kol beim ve'chicken everything. Lafrosh Ar Sinai, not allowed to be closed. Tashlum mekevel Shabbos avei deprik yechasim aklayim Shabbos. Why it doesn't say? Why it doesn't say nezikin in the Mishnah? Why doesn't say nezikin in the Mishnah? And Daphne und Dalet. What is the answer? Why does it say in the Daphne und Dalet nezikin? Not the filas aboyer means that it's damaged. Not that this damage that his mazik. Not that he's mazik. What the teretz is doesn't say shor, says beiro. You can learn it out. It's not emes. Only legabe the list. This is not in the list. There's only one droshe chayu bichlal behemo. We don't know chickens. We don't know nothing else. This is shitas Rashi. So shitas Rashi abrur. We have machlekes Rashi and Tesfos. Rashi learns the Gemara says chayo bichlal beima means the drosha bechol zoisa beima shadechil tzvi ail veyachmur the Torah calls chayo beima v'zehu legabin ezokim. I don't know nothing else, nothing else. And Tesis learns we learn the drosha echot shor beiro bechol beima bichlal. And Tesis has the eyes in the kasha and Rashi. If the drosha tzvi ail veyachmur, so you take it on chickens. So from where you know the chickens in the Mishnah? What is the answer? What is the answer? Here, what is the answer? No, what is the answer? The teretzes. Zok the shita mekubetzes. I don't need a pasuk. Told the same kayitzavim. I'm asking you a question. The Torah said, if you will not learn the sugya now, and I will ask you, what is the Torah? If you mazik, it says in the Torah, fire. Then you didn't take fire, you took a stone and it flew in the wind. You chayev? You chayev or not? It says esh. Moshe, in Shabbos, the state, you're not allowed to be mavi esh. If you put a stone and it flies, you chayev misa? Avadanish. But in Bobikame, it's not a Shabbos thing. Every hezek that comes because of me, I'm chayev. Chickens, I'm chayev. Only cows, chickens not. Cats, mice. Stop forgetting, no? The male zok de shita mekubetzes, I don't need psukim. So Tesis kasha and Rashi is nishken kasha. Nishkin kasha. No kasha bichlal. What? No, we don't need psukim bichlal. Rashi also doesn't need psukim. Zog the Gemara. The Mishnah was mechadesh that chayo bichlal beimo. Legabi what? That the chayo is a av. Not that it's a toldo. The mind of Kamina will see later. That the chayo is a av. The Mishnah next Mishnah, the Chayo is Bichlal Behemo. Not that the Chayo is Chayev. That when the Torah spoke about Behemo, she spoke about Chayev. That it's Av. This is the source of the Shmaisa Lefi Rashi. And the Gemara says, close that Chayev is Av. So first, the source of the Shmaisa Lefi Rashi. Lefi Rashi. The chayah bichlal beim means that chayah is av. Why chayah is av? How you become av? You have to rewrite it in the Torah ahead. Chayah bichlal beim, tzvi ayil veyachmur is called beim, so it's av. But if I would be learning it from the drosha of Shabbos, אלו שדיבר הכוס הוא באויבה תמונת ביעב. All of the obvious nazikim, Hashem gave an example, and everything else becomes a Torah. What is the Av? What the Torah spoke about? So Rashi learns that the Yesoid, if the sugi is that Chaya bichlal be'ima, that Chaya is Av, that Chaya is Av, this is the chiddush of the Mishnah. That Chai is up. This is the chiddush of the sugya. Now, Tesfis never had a tzad that the chiddush of the sugya is that Chai is up. We're coming to say it's a tolda. And if he Tesfis without the posuk, you will not be chayv as the tolda. I have to ask, answer why. But this is the machlekes for Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learned that even without the sugya, I'll be chayiv and chicken and chayiv midin tolbe. The noise of the sugya, if it's a av or not. Lefi Tesis, the noise of the sugya, if you chayiv or not. So it comes out, Lefi Rashi, what is the chiddush of the next Mishnah? The chiddush of the next Mishnah is that the chayiv is a av. The chiddush of the next Mishnah, the Chaya is Av. Now, lefi Rashi, the chicken is Av or not? No, I'm asking or not. Chicken is Av? The chicken is Av or not? Lefi Rashi. But as we have an answer on the first thesis first. So we'll start the first thesis. Aber gab de kvar shminin bereisha de afilu tarnegoylim muadim. And the reish, this is not midin Av. Tanigal is not a av. The chiddush of the second Mishnah is that Chaya is a av. First week tesis. But I know chickens from the first Mishnah. This is Toldus. First Mishnah is Toldus. Second Mishnah didn't write Toldus. We don't know why yet. The first Mishnah is Toldus. Second Mishnah doesn't have Toldus. This tesis anyway says. But tesis is Shittos say that the whole chiddush of the second Mishnah is not that it's a av. That I'm Chayev and a Chayev. So the thesis I could know from the first Mishnah. From Chayv and chickens, from Chayv and Chayas. So this is Tesis Shitosa. The male Tesis asking on Rashi in the next Tesis, you learn Chayv Bichlal Be'eva from the Gemara and Chulin, but from where you know chickens. Because if it tastes the noise is, then you're not Chayv on the chicken. You're not Chayv on. You have to know why. It's a starke kashe from Shittim Mekubetzes. Why not? It's not a tolde. Why? Abdi Sakina is a tolde evesh. All the chitzov is tolde evesh. Everything, yeah? Boyer, takole, michshoil. Oh, everything is toldes. Even different animals are not toldes. We have to know what is the boker. We have to know what is the hesber. Mehechet eis.
Like
cows, toldes, shesavim, chitzov. That's what we have to see. We have to see, you say really small. Can't say. Rashi Lurumas Nem is an andere sugya. Lefi Rashi, sugya sagimor lefi Rashi is a sugya if Abba told it. If Abba told it, it's a different sugya. And what is the Abba told it? The Ainu, the Chiddush is that Chaya is Av. And Behemah is Av. This is the Chiddush of the Sefer. So, let me learn the Gemara, it's the Rashi and Tesis. We have to know the mind of Kemini that it's Av. If you taste it, we have the Avodah will be to explain Mech and Tesis that you potu. And if you Rashi, the Mam, it's a Gantz and Mishnah to tell me that it's Av. But if you Rashi, it's Mamish a Gemara Lehedia. Look what's written in the Gemara. אמר לה, אנוש שאני חודם ואת אשה אני חודם. אמר לה, תון אשן דחייה וכתון אשן דבהימה. סל כדאי דרך אמינה ושולח עשה בעיר אקסים, בהימה אין חי אלוהי. נהיין לפי רשי, נדה לצפות הוא, ולצנן האב, קומש מלון דחייה בכלל בהימה לצהב. יוח ביבוי לי למיתנה ברשן. היי דעס אלה מדרוש שאיך אביב אליי. יוכי רשע נע מליטני העיד אלו כסיבה ברשע הוכי אשתו הוסום לגבי שן אידה ואידה אובו יסמינו. This is the Gemara. אידה ואידה אובו יסמינו. It's a av. אידה ואידה אובו יסמינו. בוב האב. הך דאז למדרוש שחבים אליי. הוכי שווי יק ותוי תולתם. אם הוא יסיים, he did a סולינג מרגל, פסח ברגל. So he would write, told the even in the ratio, he did a סולינג מרגל, told the ratio. אבל לפי רשי, it's often a גמורה that it's called a half. וכן, רשי learned, if the drosha would be like Tesfus, could be it stims with the רשי, that הך דקסים וקרוא בהדיה, קורי ליאב. So, even the drosha of show, you could never קורי ליאב. And it's mefurish in the Gemara that it's kori leyav. So while it's mefurish in the Gemara that it's kori leyav, but maybe Rashi had to learn that the drosh is chayu bichlal ba'ime. That it's called the av. But now be'etzem, so lefi Rashi take the tame, is two bovis in the Sefer. One bove the chayo and one bove the behemah. And one bove the chayo and one bove the behemah to tell me that both are ovis. If he tells us it's a yitu, and the yitu is telling me that it's a toldus. It's a tolde. It's a tolde. The yitu is telling me that it's a tolde. And Tanigal is also a tolde. If he tells us already, I know Tanigal from the ration. I know Tanigal from the ration. If he rashi on Shigan Shaikas, Tanigal is a tolde. Tanigal is not going to talk. Stop, if we go back to the Mishnah, we ask, what is the Chiddush in the Sefer? Tanigal, Mu'adim le'alach kedalko. So what is the Chiddush? So we said, the Ravid makes like the Mishnah is three cases. On them, the Tanigal of the Tam says, I would think chicken is a light thing. Lefit Teisvus, what do you mean? I didn't know told this bichlal of different animals. It's a huge chiddush tarnigol. The fitaisis tarnigol is the biggest chiddush in the world. We're clear when we learn the Mishnah, what is the chiddush in tarnigol? Tarnigol, Rabbi Yotam, what is the chiddush in tarnigol? The fitaisis, what do you mean, what is the chiddush in tarnigol? It's such a stark chiddush that the whole sefer is that chiddush. And it's also written in the Reish, it's also written in the sefer. The firashi, it's not the chiddush. Could be we know Toldus. What does it Toldus? Could be it's also a Chiddush. Could be it's also a Chiddush. No, Be'etzem, now we're holding Be'etzem and Tchilas as Der Chelek for the Sugi, as I'm going to get weiter. But we'll have to a little bit Oymed on these two Nekudas. First, the Kasher, the Shita Mekubetzes. Biskarov is Marechidit and Sefer. What could be a Hava Amina that Tarnagol is not Chayev? Rashi is so right. Yo, Rashi is so right. Rashi is so right. The Tolda is Chayim. The Tolda is Chayim. Aleph. And Beis, Lefi Rashi, Lechur, when we finish Bobekame, we didn't find enough community if something is a Tolda Rav. And the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah is that both are called Ovis. But Pshat, it's Poshet that this is the Machlekes Rashi and Teisvus. This is the Tzurs of the Shmais. But these two Zachen did a Pshat. These two Zachen did a Pshat. Let's start there. That's Hashem. People let me pick some of them. There's enough signs already, so everyone.